right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to CADcast episode number 787. I'm your host, GBD, here in Long Island, New York. And as always, we're joined by a man who can't wait to share his favorite Rooster Teeth memories, Wombat.
I have so many. I remember the first time I saw Purple versus Yellow. That's my favorite show they have.
Purple versus Yellow? No, that's Duck Mouth.
That's funny.
What's wrong with your microphone? It sounds weird today.
That's it? I thought it was just me. Do I sound weird? Is that better?
No, I bet you're going through a different mic, my guess.
No, it doesn't say.
Oh, tap maybe, on it. Maybe tap on the mic. Tap on the mic with your finger. Nope, wrong mic.
Nothing.
Oh, wait. It's the
end of the world. Speaker. That's the remix
Wait. Oh, yeah.
Here. Wait. Oh, okay.
And now we're back.
Now that's a microphone.
Yes. There he is.
Yeah. The Audacity was going through the right mic. The Zoom was not.
Right.
Yeah.
We did it.
So we fixed it. Congratulations, everybody.
What else is going on now that we've solved all our technical issues?
I just came back from my son had marathon music week this week because he's in three different band/orchestras at school. So this was the last performance tonight. This was the longest performance tonight, but we're done. We made it through the woods. So that was
chat say they can't hear anything, but everything looks like it's working fine. I don't know what to tell you.
Fix it.
Mm-hmm.
It's That's working fine. You. People are saying it's working fine.
Yeah. Working fine. Okay. It's muted.
People are muting. I don't know. Mm. People can't figure out how to do anything. We can't figure it out, and the audience can't figure it out. So it's really a great match. What else is going on? Nothing. It's raining and horrible out today.
Mm-hmm.
Have you seen the movie Dazed and Confused? You familiar with that movie?
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
You remember it?
I saw it in the theaters.
So the answer is no, you don't remember.
Yes, I remember it.
Like 20 years, yeah.
Yeah, school's out for summer. Yeah.
Right. Wombat says he remembers it, and Chip says he doesn't.
Yeah, well, I mean, I could not quote lines from it, but I would probably remember it as you regale me about it.
Right. Well, do you remember the scene? I had a real life Dazed and Confused experience today. Do you remember the scene where they go to the party in the woods? And the guy like walks past some dude smoking weed and he goes like, oh, I smell reefer. And the guy's like, gets right in his face. He's like, it's like, so what, man? You smell reefer. Like, what are you going to do about it? You remember that? And like, he's like,
Adam Goldberg.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. The nerdy Jew.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so I'm on Main Street in my town today and I'm about to get into my car and the car on the other side of the street that is parked starts to do pulls a U-turn on the street, like right where I'm standing, basically, you know, like right in front of my car, right? And you know, there's new U-turn signs everywhere. And as the guy's doing it, I say, just like this, I say, no U-turns. Like that level of voice, just like that. He must see me because he's like driving right at me as he's making his U-turn. So he pulls right next to me, rolls down his window. He's like, what'd you say? And I'm like, I said, no U-turns. He's like, what are you, a cop? Nope. I just drove by some. Like, if I was a cop, I'd be giving you a ticket right now for the U-turn. Right. I was like, no,
watch
but
out
I
for
just.
Trees, though.
I said, there's some around the corner there, though. He's like, well, why don't you just mind your own business? And I was like, I was, but then, you know, your car came right at me when you were making the U-turn. He's like, well, did I hit you? I was like, nope. Meanwhile, I'm fucking standing in the rain, fucking getting rained on while this guy's in his car having this conversation with me. And I'm like, what am I fucking doing? And the guy's got like a skeleton tattoo on his hand, like the bone. Is that a gang? Is that MS-14? MS-69?
Maybe.
Anyway.
You should have told him to stop being racist.
What do you mean?
I don't know. Just that's what I, if someone confronts me, like, stop being racist.
I was just confused because like, I didn't like yell at him or do any, I just really just said like, just like no U-turns like that. So anyway, after getting wet and standing in the rain, having this great conversation with the guy for the while, for 10 seconds, I was like, have a great day. And he said something and drove away. Mm-hmm. And then I laughed as I got into my German luxury sports sedan and he drove off in his falling apart Honda Civic. He probably just having a bad day.
Maybe.
You know, like, who knows? Like, I look for less interactions with people. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't go out of my way to say anything to anybody.
If I have to talk to anybody that isn't normally in my house, I get very upset.
Right. I go out of my way to order lunch from places where I can order the lunch from an app and not have to. I just save that extra step of human interaction. So I just don't get, like, people who are going out of their way to have more, like, negative
interaction. I can understand maybe wanting to have positive interactions with people.
Like, right. Hey, hey, nice shirt. I like your shirt, or, but like, I was very confused by that. Anyway, that's my story. And I watched Dazed and Confused on the airplane again.
Ah, okay.
So that had me thinking. Yeah. Anyway, what else is going on? So feedback?
Sure. It's very long.
I have great news for you. I have really good news for you.
What?
I took one look at this fucking thing, right? And I was like, there's no way Wombat is going to read this whole thing.
Of course not.
I brought back Wombat to do all the heavy lifting for you.
Oh, my goodness.
And he's going to do it at 1.5 times speed. So here we go. Welcome back.
All right. I'm excited. Here I go.
It's a rough time out there for the engineers, the IT guys, and the artists, and everyone else who helps make video games. But an odd occurrence happens when you look at the developers of Super Mario Bros. Wonder. Back in the 80s, five people made the original Super Mario Bros. In 2023, four out of those five people worked on Super Mario Bros. Wonder. These gigantic corporations laying off anyone at a drop of a hat every other week. They all fail to realize the fact that people who work together over time form strong bonds. They end up with a coherency and a, dare I say it, synergy that cannot be replicated. Having developers work together for years and even decades is the best way to stimulate growth and innovation. Sony, Microsoft, Embracer, etc. are all looking towards the next quarter without any regard for how a cohesive team can really bring something unique to the table. This mindset isn't going to kill video games, but it is going to highlight why Nintendo is still making money in a few decades, while everyone else keeps chasing a ghost. Love the show, guys. Great.
Wow. That was a...
Thanks, Grant.
Yeah. Thanks, Grant. Yes, that's a very good point. That people who work together for a long time, they create a shorthand and a style of working together that definitely benefits. And some of these larger studios probably could learn from that. I won't argue that.
What else do you have to say, Wombat?
Donald Trump 2024, bitches.
Nice.
Yes, Donald Trump 2020 for bitches.
All right. I took one look at that fucking feedback and I was like, oh, this is a job.
I wasn't going to read it.
No, I figured you were, but make it easier.
No, I got the point. That was cool.
Shit,
was,
did you understand what the point was? Or was it too fast?
No, it was good.
It was good.
It was, people talk like that now.
I've tried listening to some like podcasts at you know, not 1.5. Mm-hmm. That's a little rough, but maybe, like 1.25.
That's why I talk really slow, is so that it like is normal speed when people are listening at 1.5 or 2 times even.
Real talk, I was making some YouTube shorts out of our CADcast videos, you know, because I guess.
You don't have a job. Yeah.
I figured that could be my job. So, I figured out, you know, learn how to do it, to rearrange the boxes in a vertical stack. And I did all that shit, but the clips have to be under 60 seconds. So I had a good clip, but you know, ship takes so long to get the words out. I just like cut out a lot of empty spaces and a couple of words and I was able to fit it in under a minute. I tried actually first speeding it up, but it sounded too shitty, but just splicing up ship helped. So if you watch that last short quickly, you can see like at some points people's heads are quickly in different positions than they were, like unnaturally. That's
cool. And this is on TikTok too, right?
I may have put one on TikTok. I don't know.
All right,
just stick with YouTube. Don't make me do too much. Come on.
I'm just saying, you know, that's where all the kids are.
Right. Mm-hmm. The kids are looking for us. What's that?
Yes.
Did you go on vacation? Did we talk about that?
Yeah.
Oh, we talked about that already.
Atlantis, remember?
That's right. We did talk about that last week.
The Atlanteans discovered Shake Shack and Carmine's. Time for Watch This, Jerks. Anything going on with you, Ship? Any new news or anything? Any updates? I see like that clean white desk back there that used to have nothing on it. Now it just has a pile of crap on it.
It's rough right now. Yeah.
Is it like, the economy?
Probably the economy is keeping me from cleaning that up. No.
Same with me.
This is literally the last room in the house that ever gets like picked up, because it is the furthest from the entrance to the house.
That makes a lot of sense.
If anybody were to come into the house, they would see a clean house up until outside of this room. Like the room right back of here is still a little bit.
If I had one more room, I could have a clean house, I feel.
Yeah. It's spring cleaning time. So we're
right,
we're going through things.
Wombat, you're like an attic away from a clean house.
Probably. And I have an attic. It's just not finished. But yeah.
Finish it.
You thinking about finishing it?
No.
It could be your man cave.
It's not high enough. I could probably store stuff.
Come on, you're pretty short.
How high does it need to be?
Wow.
What are you looking at? Is that a treehouse? It's a little.
I feel like I'm being attacked.
No. Is that me telling you you're short? Like, is that an insult to you?
Maybe. Really? I thought that.
Are you like thinking other things?
I thought I was tall for a toddler.
Yeah. Should we do Watch This Jerks?
Sure. I watched a movie.
I want to hear about this.
I watched, and I think I just watched.
Speaking of Atlantis.
Speaking of Atlantis, I watched Aquaman 2. I know it has another name, like Aquaman the Search for Spock or whatever they call
Nobody
it.
Nobody knows what the Aquaman 2 is.
Yeah, it's just Aquaman 2. Oh man, that movie's bad. Like, I want to say, like, it's not bad. There's some redeeming qualities. Actually, no, there is one redeeming quality, is they do a really good job with Black Manta's costume in this. Because they give him the Silver Age costume, and it actually looks pretty cool.
It's different than his costume in the first one?
It's different than his costume in the first one. Outside of that one little thing, the rest of the movie is a gigantic pile of trash.
Is it at least 3 hours long, though?
It is 2 hours and 5 minutes long.
Okay.
Perfect.
Mm-hmm. I don't know why I watched. I think I watched it because I had nothing. I was alone. That was the reason why.
Now, is this the conclusion to the DC
universe? This is officially the last release for the DC Extended Universe. There is no more.
Sorry, I forgot what they called
the DCEU.
Extended Universe. What were they extending it from again?
Superman.
But he's in the DC universe.
I know,
already.
But there's Superman, and then there's everything else. Oh, no, Batman. Everything else. I forgot about Batman.
And Batman. Batman, Wonder Woman. The Trinity. But, yeah, it's bad. Not only is it bad, like, the acting is bad in it, too. Like, everyone sounds stilted, and it's, like, Jason Momoa, it sounds like he's literally asleep the entire movie.
You sure it's not because he's underwater?
No. Oh. They're not underwater that much, either.
Okay.
I was asleep for about half the first movie.
And that one, the special effects, there's so much CGI in this movie, and they're so like medium that my son walked out at one point and saw that I was watching it, and he goes, "Ooh, what game are you playing?"
Oh no!
Oh no!
That is an actual quote.
Yeah.
What game is this? And I said, "It's not a game. It's Aquaman 2. You want to watch it with me?" And he said, "No," and walked away.
Yeah, I also said no when I saw it on HBO. I said,
yep, that's my review of Aquaman 2. My son said no when I asked him to watch it with me.
Maybe on a plane.
It just feels like a movie that they like had started making, and I don't know. It's weird because like, it's Warner Brothers, so you would think they would have just like said like, nah.
Like just trash it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Deleted it to make the save some money, but no, they didn't. They released this one. I don't know why. You're right. They could have never released this movie, and the world would be in no way different than it is right now.
Makes sense. Meanwhile, that's a different company that made the Acme something versus Acme.
Same company.
Right.
Yeah. So
they deleted that one, and that one was supposed to be pretty good.
Right.
But that's deleted. Like, it's not even like you'll be able to see it. They for tax reasons, they have to like wipe it away as if it never existed.
The system is broken, man.
Yeah.
All right. What else we got here? And Watch This Jerks.
The new season of Somebody Feed Phil started on Netflix, and that is quite excellent. Are you familiar with the show? I've talked about it before.
You are. That's how I'm familiar with it.
Yeah. So Phil Rosenthal, the creator of Everybody Loves Raymond, is now a middle-aged, actually older, an older than middle-aged man, but he travels the world and he eats the fanciest foods and crazy foods and does all sorts of crap. And it's the new season started and it's really good. He goes to Kyoto in this season.
It's in Kyoto. Japan. Kyoto. There's Kyoto. No E in it.
Whatever.
K-Y-O. Where do you get
K-Y,
the
E? Yes.
Everybody Kyoto. Always says Kyoto, but when you see K-Y-O, where does the E come from? There's no E in there.
It comes
E
from my
there.
Butt.
Your butt there, makes an E sound?
My butt makes an E sound.
I want to hear
sound.
It. Let's hear that.
I'd have to stand up.
Do it. Let's see it. Shake it.
Kyoto. But he does. He goes there and the food there looked very good.
Yum.
He eats the one of the chefs he the, in the restaurant he eats is Scandinavian.
Eating chefs now?
They are very lean. They're known for their lean meat.
Yeah, he eats at a restaurant of a Scandinavian that does, you know, Japanese
got
cooking.
It.
And it was like rated the best food in the world. And it's crazy. Interesting stuff.
Did you just, I just read in the newspaper that in I guess Nara where they're, or no, Gion, where the geisha girls are, the tourists, the foreign tourists are so annoying now that they have to rope off those sections where those girls are walking around because people in their phones, they're trying to do like fucking skits and shit, right? Like they're annoying. They're trying to like, you know, everyone's trying to get their fucking numbers up, right? And by being annoying for the most part.
It's funny because Phil and his wife did go to one of the like the geisha,
yeah.
The geisha tea thing, uh-huh. Like a tea service.
Right.
And they went through and they had a guide with them to instruct them on how to do everything with the proper etiquette. And
don't grab the girls and film it.
Don't grab this. But even like there's a special way to hold the teacup and you have to turn it a certain way before you drink out of it. And if you drink out of it with the handle on the wrong side of the cup, it's offensive to the server. And it's like a whole thing. So I learned
as long as the credit card goes through there. Abby.
I'm just saying I learned what the good. Proper etiquette is.
Yes. Don't.
Always make sure that the teacup is facing out towards the server.
The handle?
Do you not do that not with like, the a handle. Coffee mug so that everybody can see like the graphics?
Like they'll hand you the mug and that's the front of the mug. So got when it. They hand it to you, you need to turn the mug around so the front of the mug is facing them.
The so they can cup, see it.
I guess. Nice I don't picture. Know. I don't. I didn't make the rules, by the way. They're right. You know. Oh, okay. Yeah,
you're just learning the rules.
Yeah, I don't make these rules. But speaking of etiquette in the past, what have you been watching?
We've been watching. I don't know if it's about etiquette in the past, but it's about Japan in the past.
I'm trying my best here.
Shogun came out on Hulu, and it's a series about, I guess, Japan and the Shogunate era, and they have like foreigners coming. So that's sort of like the plot. It's pretty good, but it's like the CG is very distracting. Like all the backgrounds are CG and they're trying to make it like really grand looking where it looks distracting, like a video game. Elliot would walk in and I'd be watching this movie and he'd be like, oh, this looks like a cool game. Like, no, this is a TV show. That and the fact that they leave breaks for commercials, even though when you know, because it's Hulu, is also annoying. Takes away like sort of the epicness from it. But, you know, the story is good and I don't know. So far, so good. We watched like 4 episodes. We're up to date. We've watched all the available episodes. So far, so good. And also, I finished The Curse, the first season of that. Well, I bet you should watch it so we can talk about the finale.
It's never going to happen.
Oh, right. We talked about that. Shipwreck, yep. You're not going to watch it. Fuck
I'm
it.
Not going
to watch it. You're going to watch Shogun?
You no. got me to you got me to go to Orange Theory. That's bad.
Right. I should just give up.
You cast in your chips, dude.
Right. That was the big win.
I got like this might be one of the weirdest like news alerts that I just got on my Apple Watch.
Okay.
So the Iditarod, right? The race is going on right now.
Mm-hmm. But the dogs.
Did you see that one of the racers like killed a moose because it was like attacking his dogs?
No.
Well, that happened.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And then right, the alert that just came out right now is that the Iditarod officials have now imposed a 2-hour time penalty on that racer for not properly gutting the moose that he killed.
Wait, you get to stop and gut the moose?
I don't like Wombat. I do not make up the rules of the Iditarod. But apparently one of the rules of the Iditarod is if you kill a moose and do not gut it properly.
Oh, Iditarod. Okay. I'm thinking like biathlon.
That is a 2-hour penalty for you.
Well, now we learned that too. We're learning so much.
Mm-hmm. I'm glad you told me that because I was going to compete next year and I wasn't aware of that rule. I should talk to my coach about that.
But you know what's really weird though, is that if you're doing an Iditarod, which is like, who does that, right? Like what percent of the world is doing that? Don't you think you would look at the rules first and be like, just in case, and you would know that? Like, how do you participate in that event and then not know that rule? That seems like pretty important.
I don't know how often that comes up in the Iditarod.
Yeah,
but it's a 2-hour penalty. You'd want to avoid the big penalties. You think you would know all the big penalties. You know, don't. I mean, what are the other penalties? If you take a shit, you have to dig a hole deep enough or something. You can lose time. I don't know.
I don't think it matters in the snow.
Well, I don't know. I just had dinner. I don't want to talk about shit in the snow. Well, that's good to know.
Just for your knowledge. I think that is good. We did finish up. We're through all of the MCU movies that my kids can watch now. So we watched Quantumania.
Oh, okay.
The Ant-Man 3.
You already watched the Marvels as a family, right? We watched that.
Yeah, we watched that one in the theater.
Oh, okay. That's fair.
Yeah. So Aquaman, or not Aquaman. I'm looking at the Ant-Man
3
really sets up the storyline for Kang.
Absolutely nothing. Yep.
I haven't seen it. I feel like I don't need to see it.
It's okay. For a popcorn film that you can watch with your family, it's one of those Marvel movies.
It's
right?
Better than Thor 4. It's better than Thor 4. It's not as good as the Marvels. No cancer. It has some weird plot hole logic jumps that I don't like. There's a lot with Ant-Man that it's not the right movie, to put it bluntly. It's not the movie.
Sure, Ant-Man should not have had to be like ushering in and carrying in the heavy weight of like, here's the new Marvel villain.
Yeah. It doesn't fit. It doesn't work. Ant-Man's supposed to be a little, it's supposed to, Ant-Man 1 and 2 work because they're smaller movies. They're funnier movies. He has his group of guys, you know, they're the funny guys.
Yeah, they're not even in this movie.
Then they're not in it.
They're not even in the movie.
Take them out of the movie and it's a bad movie. I mean, and
it's not bad. It's just like the part of the problem is all of the Marvel movies. The majority of the Marvel movies in that whatever phase we're in, they all tried to be Guardians of the Galaxy.
Mm-hmm.
Like every one of them tried to be Guardians of the Galaxy.
When only Guardians of the Galaxy is Guardians of the Galaxy.
Right. Right. Yep. Like
even DCU.
Like Doctor Strange, that one was different. That was different than the other ones. It was unique in that way. But all the rest of them were like, oh, we're going to really ham it up for all of these movies now. And
worked for Thor Ragnarok. It's like that sort of
correct.
Yeah. Oh, look, we're going to be broad. And it's like, it worked. It works in a very limited.
Yeah. Cause it's hard special. To write. It's hard to write a movie nonstop full of jokes. It's just really fucking hard to do that. Like,
well, at the same time, they're trying to like actually hit on like making you care about the characters. Right. Yeah. And like building to something, and like
when Ant-Man should have had a B plot of Luis in the real world going to meet Scott at Dr. Pym's house and finding it like, oh, something happened here. Don't worry, Scotty. I'll get you out of there. I'll get you out of there, Scotty. And he's like tinkering around. He has T.I. and the other David Desmalchin show up and they're like, you know, fixing stuff. And like the end of the movie should have been like the portal opens because at the same time as they figure it out, Luis figures it out and he's on the other side. Like that could have been a funny little like B plot subline, but like also to kind of cut the CGI heavy microverse nonsense.
I don't mind that so much. It's too much. It's like, what was that? Strange World? Is that the name of that other movie? Other Disney movie that was?
I think so.
Okay.
Yes. Strange. Yes. Yes. Yes.
It's kind of that same thing of like, after a while, your eyeballs are just like, can you show me something that I recognize?
Yeah.
Like, I need something to like give me some kind of
a B plot with Luis in the real world building a machine to get Scott out. I mean, that pretty much just writes itself, and it doesn't have to be half the movie. I'm talking like you cut away to like 10 minutes of that, and you cut 10 minutes of fat out of the quantum verse, and you have you instantly have a better movie.
I should have asked you. Where were you?
They should have asked me. Could have fixed every single one of those movies 100%, and I stand by that.
I believe it.
I know.
Hyperkind in there.
Captain Sword Hands. My favorite Clive Barker character.
What about new releases?
Final Fantasy VII Rebirth came out. That's a big release.
There you go.
But I still have not finished the first Final Fantasy VII remake prequel to the Rebirth.
What is this? I don't even.
This is weird. It's the new, like, they completely remade Final Fantasy VII
into a new game.
The first one, I forget whether it was just called Remake or whatever it was called. They could not fit all of Final Fantasy VII into one game in modern times.
Interesting.
So the first one came out, I don't know, probably maybe 2 years ago at least. And then this is following up on that storyline. This one still has Aeris. So like you can kind of tell where they got to on the first game. They did not get very far.
How many games are they making out of it?
As many as they can. Okay. I don't know.
Because if you bought the first one, you're probably going to buy all of them.
You would assume.
Because you're invested.
Maybe. I don't know. Is it this type of game that like keeps getting the same sales every time? Or when you split up a game like this?
Think about this, Chibi. How many games have you finished all the way through? And how many games have you played like 10% of? Now imagine if that 10% was its own game.
No, but either imagine there are four games now or five games.
I know, that's like, crazy.
I think after I played 10% of the first one,
Did you ever play Final Fantasy VII, Chibi?
No.
Me neither. Really?
Me neither.
You didn't either?
Nope. 10, only 10.
Now's the time.
Nope.
No, yes, I think
the first game was called Final Fantasy VII Remake, but it did not remake the whole game. Yeah. It only remade like maybe the first 25% of the game, maybe.
Yeah.
So I totally spoiled it on the Aeris front there for you.
It's weird though, because
I know what happens.
It's not clear that this is a sequel from the title.
It is.
Yeah.
It should be Final Fantasy VII Remake 2.
7-2.3.
2.0.
Mm. What else?
I think that's it.
That's it.
Is that it?
Any more big games coming out this year?
Nope.
No. It's gotta be. We need
to go deeper for the Switch came out. I think that's the MC Hammer song.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds like not.
It's not the MC Hammer song?
No, it might be, but it sounds like not too many new releases.
I think that was Let's Go Deeper. But that's
a deep cut from MC Hammer. I don't know.
Like, is it? Are any of those deep cuts? Like, I pretty much listened to that tape just
the Too Legit to Quit tape?
No.
No one listened to that.
The Please Hammer Don't Hurt Them.
Please Hammer Don't Hurt Them.
Yes. With such hits as Soft and Wet.
Right.
We like them soft and wet.
Yeah.
Bombette.
Yeah. I mean, that's how people like me. So
his name is MC Hammer because he had a huge penis. He has a huge penis. It's true.
Is it?
No. He's a, no, yes, and he's a gang member.
It wasn't because he was like a, he's a, was, bought, it, a bad it, boy that it was named all, after see, Hank Aaron.
Yeah. Shipwreck and I know the same story. He was a bat boy for the Oakland A's, and he looked a little like Hank Aaron, so they called him Hammer, like Hammer and Hank Aaron.
There's a music video you can look up where he's dancing in a Speedo. It's like
well one of those. Both could be true here.
Right. I'm just saying, I forgot the name of the song. The song's very bad. But he's basically dancing in a bikini, and he has a boner in the bikini, and it's on YouTube, and you can watch it. It's a thing.
So it was sort of like a two prong nickname where they were like, "Hey, that guy looks like Hank. That guy looks like Hank Aaron, and have you seen the size of his schvants?"
It's called "Pumps and a Bump." Is the name of the song.
Pumps and a Bump.
Yeah,
that's a good one too.
Yeah,
I think that's good. Is that on? Please Hammer, Don't Hurt Him. I feel like that's not too legit to quit.
It's from the Funky, hello? The Funky Headhunter.
The Funky Headhunter, yes.
Wait, it was about to start. Hold on, here it goes.
Yes, we love the girls with the pumps and the bumps.
So he's dancing in he's wearing a Speedo, and his hammer is clearly visible throughout his dancing by the pool. Oh my God, it's very big. All right, that's enough. Check that out. Pumps and a Bump.
I had not heard Pumps and a Bump for a little bit.
Yeah, the visual is where it's at, though.
Okay.
I'm good.
You could be better, I feel.
Maybe, but I'm good.
Save it for good. Right before you go to bed. You'll have very sweet dreams after that.
I have to wake up early tomorrow. I don't want nightmares.
All right.
So how much longer is the Switch going to be putting out 60 games a week?
Forever.
Mm-hmm. Forever?
Yep.
This is just...
Yeah, because a lot of these are mobile games, probably, that haven't been on the Switch yet. And shit, I'm sure there's some PC games. Can, you know, throw those on there, too. Just throw everything on there. It must be worth it, right? I mean, why would they be doing
that? That's the insane thing, is like, how is it worth it for all these people to put this stuff on the Switch?
You would assume that they wouldn't be bothering if it wasn't, or maybe it's very easy to get it on there, but
like you're releasing another bar game for $5.99. Like what's that doing for you, like livelihood wise?
There's a lot of people who own the Switch.
Uh-huh.
I don't know. There's a game called Diamond Hands to the Moon. Which I'm I gotta look that up. I'm sorry. But I'm assuming that's like a mobile game.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's a Steam game first, comes up. But I always notice when you look these games up, the Nintendo site, it usually comes up first or second. So maybe that has value to them. I don't know. Somebody must be paying money for these games.
We haven't made one yet. Have we released a game on the Switch yet?
We should try.
I released it. I released three games on the Switch.
Today? During the show?
Mm-hmm.
Diamond Hands to the Moon. There it is. Yep.
I released Dug Dig, which is one of my more popular games.
It's probably on there already.
Man Pack. Man Pack is my other one.
You sound great.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
And Go Gala.
Go Gala.
Go Gala.
All right. Let's, is that it for new releases?
I hope so.
Oh, I hope so too. Let's go on to Wombat's Fortnightly News.
I'll be brief because I know everyone hates it, but the new season starts on Friday. Very exciting. Very exciting.
What's in the new season?
It is a Greek mythology themed season.
They haven't done that yet?
No, no. And they already teased three skins. We got our Zeus and a Hades and an Aphrodite. So.
Those big with the kids?
Those are big with the kids. Fun. Everyone likes Greek mythology. It's fun stuff.
Are they going to have the characters from Hercules?
I was thinking that there's rumors that there may be a Hercules, but no one knows for sure which one. There even have been leaks suggesting that it might be a Kevin Sorbo Hercules.
No one's looking for that. They're not giving any money.
No, but I'm thinking with the big deal they just made with Disney, it would make sense for them to do Disney's Hercules.
That's what I meant.
That one's the moneymaker.
Yeah, that's what I was asking.
Yeah, or Marvel's Hercules, but you know, that's
No one wants that.
I do, but you know, that's just me.
You want
that's no, it's the guy from Ted Lasso.
Yeah. Yes, it is the guy from Ted Lasso. Brett Goldstein.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Is Hercules?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yeah.
From Disney?
Yeah, no.
From what?
From Marvel.
Oh. From Marvel.
He's the same actor that plays the angry guy in Ted Lasso.
I don't know. I forget the angry guy. Who's the angry guy?
The older player that then.
Oh, that guy. Yeah.
Roy Kent.
Yes.
Roy.
I know Roy.
Yeah. He plays Hercules in the Marvel Cinematic Universe. You may have forgotten that from the end credits of Thor and Cancer.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I did forget that. I want to turn that off as quick as possible.
I'm level 100 Wombat.
Oh, nice. On your account.
Well, I play on my wife's account.
Yeah, but yeah, I know. On the other account, you hit 100. Nice.
Yes. I'm the other account.
It's easy to hit 100.
Ate all the things.
How many hours did it take? You know,
too many.
yeah, but now you have enough V-Bucks to get the next season pass without having to pay for it. So
sure. Dash is very excited about a new season.
See?
Uh-oh.
New locations.
He doesn't know what it means. He doesn't know what it means, but it's a new means season.
You know, your level resets to zero,
and uh-huh. There's new stuff.
There's new stuff to get when you to get to, you know, your 100 or 200, and new weapons. All the weapons change.
Did I correctly hear today that Warner Brothers announced that they're not going to be making single player games like Harry Potter anymore, and they're going to focus on service games?
Yes, they said.
I feel like they really have their stuff together over there.
They said Suicide Squad didn't do well.
Right.
And
Which is them. Right.
And Harry Potter did really well.
Yeah.
So we're going to make more games like Suicide Squad. That's what they said.
Are they not looking at the numbers on Suicide Squad, or are we not looking at the numbers? Like somehow, even though there's nobody playing it, they're spending so much money.
Let me put it this way. They've never updated the shop at Suicide Squad. Like, you know how they have that shop where they're supposed to rotate out different skins so people could, like, you know, get that FOMO?
Yeah.
That game's been out now for over a month.
Right.
I turned it on yesterday because I was curious. Like, literally for what's in the shop?
Sure.
Has not changed since pre-launch.
They got to unload all these other skins they have. They're piling up in the warehouse.
Very strange that like that to me shows like they also haven't released any of that extra content. Like the Joker's not out yet. They need to get him out the door faster. Or the season pass. Apparently my copy of the game has the season pass. But that's not out yet.
But seriously though, how do they announce that? How do they make that decision when they've sold 25 million copies of Harry Potter
and best selling game of the year.
And 2 years almost because they split the release. And then you have like fucking Suicide Squad, which they're watching in real time crash and burn. I'm assuming like there's no secret spending going on in like the few people who are playing the game aren't just unloading all their life savings into the game. That seems very unlikely. So how can they be looking at these numbers side by side and choose the live service one? It doesn't make any sense.
Can't wait for Fantastic Beasts, the service game.
I believe their argument is that the single player game, although there is the potential for significant revenue, the cost and risk involved is not worth it, even for something as large as the best-selling game of the year.
Is that because the risk is probably bigger on a live service game, but the reward is that much bigger as well?
Yes, and also you could probably, I think the thought process is that you could probably make a live service game with, you know, cheaper.
Yes,
cheaper on the quick.
Yes, yeah.
I mean, think of like Apex Legends. That game was like a side project at EA, right? I'm not making that up.
Yeah.
And that just kind of fell out and that game made buco bucks. They want an Apex. I don't even think they want a Fortnite. They want an Apex is what they're looking for. They want like Five Guys to shit out a live service game that they can run for 5 years.
they were smart. I mean, if they're really paying attention, they should make a Harry Potter live service game.
Well, that rumor is that that's what the sequel of the Harry Potter game is going to be. Of course, they were supposed to make like a Quidditch game, weren't they?
Yes.
Yeah. Whatever happened to that?
I don't know.
Get on that
Quidditch game. Like, don't make that. They don't need to make that.
No.
I didn't say they should. I'm just saying that's what I thought they were going to do.
They make weird decisions over there. I think that's pretty clear.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That doesn't seem, I don't know.
Yeah, they shut down Rooster Teeth.
I feel like that's a company that could make money if they just
paid attention to trends in the market.
Yeah. You've got all the IPs you need.
They have the most amazing IPs.
Stop making the ancillary stuff that you're hoping will expand your IPs further. And just use the good IPs. Good IPs.
Multiverses is supposed to come back soon.
It's not coming back.
They tweeted yesterday. They tweeted yesterday.
What are they hoping to get out of that?
Exactly this. The live service game with their IP that they don't have to, because that game, I mean, it's fine, but it's not as robust as a single player game.
Which game are you talking about? Sorry.
Multiverse.
Oh, right.
Oh, yeah. Multiverses.
Multiverses.
It's coming back, right?
The Super Smash Brothers, clone with Warner Brothers characters. I mean, that's what they're,
that's the one that went away, that came for like a beta and then disappeared with everybody's money.
Yes. Disappeared in the night with everybody's money. And then they tweeted yesterday for the first time since June.
Right.
Like, hey, remember us? And then they've been radio silent since that tweet. So.
I don't know what they're expecting. Like, you're not going to make another Fortnite. Like, you're
No.
They're not. Somebody might. They're not. I can tell you for sure they're not. The likelihood is nobody will, but you can see from their previous projects, like, they're not going to be the ones to do it.
Well, that's the Disney model. The Disney model is, we're not going to make another Fortnite. Here, Fortnite, take our money so we can make money off your Fortnite.
I mean, they should do something like that. They have a lot of, they could sell a lot of fucking skins in Fortnite.
Yeah,
like, think of all they the. Should, they haven't done
they're
anything
already,
there
they're
yet.
They're already there.
They're already there.
Yeah. Oh, they are. They've done Harry Potter.
I have four Batman.
What about Harry Potter?
There is no Harry Potter in Fortnite.
They would probably sell a few of those, I'm thinking.
Maybe
they would.
Or maybe they find another game that's successful in the live service arena and invest in it in a similar way.
How many are there?
I don't know. There's Apex.
I mean, there's a handful. I mean, Apex isn't on the same level as Fortnite, not even in the same ballpark.
Apex doesn't do IPs like that.
No. They did a Final Fantasy event, crossover event, but they don't have any characters like
Call of Duty. They could do like a Call of Duty Warzone / DC.
Fortnite is the best fit, probably.
I'm trying to think of something else because now they can't. They probably, not that they can't. But I don't know how Disney would feel, and Disney just gave them $1.5 billion. So I don't know what those. I don't know what the agreement is with Disney as far as competitive IPs.
Right. And you did mention that they did just shut down Rooster Teeth after 21 years,
mm-hmm.
which is a long. That's a pretty good run.
That is a pretty good run. No more red versus blue.
They still make that? That's not like their hotness anymore. They have like, they made their own anime.
Yeah, they made that RBW.
I think it's called Ruby.
Ruby.
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, 21 years is a pretty good run. And of course, you can't expect fucking Warner Brothers to figure out what to do with that.
Nope, not with the current management, no.
They can't figure out how to what games to make or anything like that. I just looked at the top sellers on Steam. Apex Legends is number 6 right now.
That's pretty good.
Which is, and I, every time I check in there, they're always in like the top something.
Yeah, and imagine 20. how they could do with like a $1 billion investment from Warner Brothers. Just saying.
I'm sure
if I had my druthers and I worked at Apex, I'd be on the phone right now. Hey, I just saw that article about live service games. I have an idea for you. Instead of making your own,
We can make you a Harry Potter themed Apex Legends.
We can make Harry Potter Land in Apex Legends. And
or that. Yeah. It's not as good. How about a spin-off Harry Potter game?
No, it's got to live within Apex. So when you boot up Apex,
it's not that type of situation like Fortnite, though. Like,
it could be. It's not that type of situation yet.
Yeah.
Yet.
Okay. Yeah.
See, you see the dollar signs that appear in my eyeballs when I say it?
Yeah.
You go cha-ching.
Right.
I go full Tex Avery.
All right. What is this thing on here?
Are you familiar with the company Sweet Baby Incorporated?
No.
Okay, Sweet Baby Incorporated are a company that is hired by certain, you know, game developers and publishers to go over the story beats in games and to help, you know, tighten up their stories and make them make sense and make them make sense in sort of like a gameplay scenario. Games that they've worked on that you might be familiar with would be Alan Wake 2, Spider-Man 2. They also worked on the story for Suicide Squad.
Okay. So they're like consultants, I guess?
Or? They're like story consultants. That's
script at the punch uppers. Puncher uppers.
Yes. Script doctors is a phrase they use in the article.
Mm-hmm.
But there's this sort of rumor scenario going around that what they really do, is that they inject their liberal ideals into video games.
Oh.
Yeah, and that's why Harley Quinn isn't hot as in Suicide Squad. And that's why there's a black character in Alan Wake 2, like a black female character.
Okay.
Because Sweet Baby Incorporated insisted that this character. And they, like, someone like, there was like this whole thing, someone tweeted out there, this whole manifesto. If it wasn't for Sweet Baby Inc., this character probably would have been a white woman. And the director of Alan Wake 2 retweeted the tweet and commented back, no, that is not true at all. Like, there's no truth to it. There's no nothing about, and, you know, there's nothing. There's no there there. But these people insist it. And apparently there's a Discord that's over 2,000 members. That's just people, you know, talking shit about Sweet Baby Incorporated and making sure they don't buy games that they're a part of. And they're like claiming victory on the failure of Suicide Squad.
Yeah, like that had anything to do with the story is probably the best part of the game, probably.
It's not terrible. It's a little, you know. Yeah, it's a little too woke. Yeah, exactly. It's a non-issue thing, but
fake.
It's just another completely
made up thing on the internet that people read and then they immediately believe it. They don't they don't even take a second to Google it to see if it's this fantastical thing is maybe not true. And they just dive right in. And I see that fucking every day on Instagram or everywhere. Just like people just believing stupid shit.
And it stems from the fact that Sweet Baby Inc., they don't hide from the fact that they will, you know, that if the story leads them to include a minority character, they will include the minority character or whatever it might be. But their argument is, we're not forcing this into the game script. It's just the organic way that we feel the script should go. So, you know, whatever.
And ultimately, it's up to the developer, the publisher who's making the game. They're just consultants.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And especially with something like with this, you know, like a Spider-Man game.
Right.
You know, what are you going to do? Complain about Miles Morales?
Did they work on that one too? And people complained?
Yes, they did. They worked, yeah.
It seems to be like they've worked on a bunch of really successful games and Suicide Squad.
Yeah. Hey, exactly. It's very strange. It's a very strange thing.
I know what their problem is, actually. The name of the company, like Sweet Baby Inc. If their company was like Tough Man, Fuck Your Mother, people would just move right along. They wouldn't even investigate. But they read Sweet Baby Inc. and they go, that sounds like soft and like, you know, girly. I bet you it's like, you know, they're up to, you know, something shady's going on there, and they look in. And
that's why I named my new script consultancy company Hammer Schfonts Incorporated.
Yeah, I'm naming mine Pumps and a Bump. And our logo is just MC Hammer's cock. Most manly things on the planet.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yep.
Speaking of manly things on the planet, we're playing games. I got a review copy of WWE 2K24, which comes out this week.
Nice. You playing as Georgie Animal Steel?
He is in it.
Nice.
I played, they have like a WrestleMania mode. It's some anniversary of WrestleMania. I forgot. Many years though. It's like,
yes, it's the year anniversary.
Like of WrestleMania. 40 years or something like that. Something a lot. I don't know. It's a big number.
That sounds,
it started reasonable. In the '80s, right? It's like,
yeah. I mean, that's when I first heard of it, at least.
Yeah. It might be like 45 years or something like that. Anyway, so you can play through a timeline of WrestleMania. The first match was like Ricky the Dragon Steamboat versus who? WrestleMania 3. Ricky the Dragon Steamboat versus...
Junkyard Dog?
No. It was for the Intercontinental Championship. They had an ongoing rivalry that came to a head in WrestleMania 3.
I don't know. Randy Macho Man Savage?
Yes, that's nice. My great impression.
I figured it out from that.
Thank you. So they drop you in. So basically, they have like a little timeline, not unlike the Atari 50 thing. And you click on the match, and there's a real world video showing you like footage from the actual event with background and. Then you play the match, and then if you win, you get to go to the next one, and then it's usually in like the next WrestleMania. Hulk Hogan versus Andre the Giant is the next one.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. I was going to say, I assume you do Hulk Hogan and Andre the Giant.
Yeah, and you just keep going on and on. And,
now
you
get to choose which wrestler you want to be in that matchup.
No, you do not. You have to, if you want to move on, you have to win as the one they give you. So in that case,
I assume it's the one who actually won.
Yes. So that's, that part's pretty cool. If, for me, like, I don't follow wrestling. There's no skateboarding. It's not that big of a game like NBA. Like they just don't have like a whole world operating there. It's just
no Jake from State Farm.
It's the menus, just like old school menus.
Create a character. You could make a Jake from State Farm.
You can make a lot of people and everybody, and you can download other people's characters. People put a lot of time into it. The wrestlers look great.
How complicated is it to play?
It's not. It is not complicated to play. It's really pick up and play. And they have a tutorial in this one. I think that was better than last year's. The game seems very similar to last year's. But I don't know. I actually played a lot of last year's, surprisingly. Put in like a fair amount of hours into that game. It's pretty fun. Check it out. I've also been playing more Helldivers, which is rising in popularity. I don't know, it's fun for like a quick like 20-30 minute gaming session, but it's not that much to do in it besides unlock stuff for your guy and kill people, which is cool. I don't know. That game is about big explosions, bringing down big explosions in the form of like missiles and nuclear bombs from your ship. That's in orbit around the planets. That's like the hook of the game. And you call them in with like Mortal Kombat type button presses. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like you push a button, it'll show you the thing on the screen and you push it in, you throw the marker and the fucking hell comes raining down from the spaceship. And that's the selling point of the game. Big explosions and fun Starship humor. Starship Trooper type humor.
Yeah, I think my time has passed on this.
Really? Why?
New season starts on Friday.
Oh. I want to play it on my big TV and not on my little PC monitor. I wish I had a PlayStation right about now.
They're available.
You say it like you can't get one.
But I don't want it that bad. Can they make one that just plays Helldivers and for a low price and a small and square?
Yeah, the all digital one. Don't they still make that?
Can they make it
small still?
Right. Can they make it smaller and squarer?
I don't know if they can make it smaller and squarer, but it's cheaper. You said cheaper.
It is cheaper. I don't like, it's not that great of a game, Helldivers, but they seem to be adding a lot of stuff to it. I don't know.
I've passed hour 40 on Like a Dragon, Infinite Wealth.
That's a lot of hours.
Like, there's a real big twist at hour 35 or so.
That's when the tutorials probably end.
I don't know. No,
just probably not.
No, that's not when the tutorials end.
Right.
Did the credits roll? Like the it comes up Yakuza Like a Dragon.
No, not even close.
No, you have another close to the credits. 50 hours.
No, not end credits. The opening credits.
Opening, yeah, the opening credits at that point.
I was going to say, did the opening credits show up at hour 35?
I, according to the number of chapters, I'm on pace for this to be like an 80-hour game. Like I'm like halfway through the game. I feel like I've done a lot of side quests. There's some side quests that I have not really pursued so much. Like there's a whole Pokemon game in here, right? Like that I'm like I dabble in. Like I beat like the first of the like main gym bosses, I guess.
Okay.
But I don't know if I'm going to take down the other like four gym bosses.
What are the creatures that you throw? Is it
they're creatures? They're the enemies that you battle like in the rest of the game.
Got it.
So they're like, yeah, they're like homeless guys. And and
let me guess, the homeless guy is not one of the stronger characters.
No, no. And yeah, like, I don't know, flashers and like guys who like to dance, like all your standard enemies from the Yakuza games.
What do you throw at them to capture them?
You give them like gifts, like, I don't know. They're just like boxes that you sit down and then there's like a little bar that comes by that like you bow to them.
Uh-huh.
Like you give it to them like ceremoniously and then you jam on the X button as fast as you can to say like a whole bunch of like compliments to them. And then if you say enough compliments to them, they join your squad.
That sounds realistic.
So, and this is like, I don't know, like it's such a small part of the game that is also like, I'm sure if you went off and like completed it, you'd probably spend like 25 hours like collecting all all the characters and
great value.
The big, big game. The crazy thing is like, they've included the map, pretty much the whole map from the first game too. Like, so there's parts of it that are in Japan where you're playing through like all the areas that you had in the first game as well. So.
Well, yeah, they like, might as well throw that in there. They're just, you know, it's the same fucking game. They're just adding it onto it, you know?
Right. But it's insane. Like it's like here's this whole like map that you're familiar with from the first game and go talk to all the people that you remember from the first game. I don't know. Maybe they have something to say.
Hey man, they're smart. They're giving the people what they want. People buy those games, I'm sure, in part because they know they can fucking just play them for so long. You know?
I am.
And you are. You're one of those people.
Yep.
Let's move on to Xbox. There was an Xbox partner preview. Was that today? Did you watch it, Wombat? Wombat shaking his head. We're on a podcast. You have to.
I know. I know. I watched it kind of. It was on next to me, but I wasn't really watching.
Did you absorb it through osmosis?
Kind of a little bit. Like there were glances where I was like, oh, that's a thing.
Yeah. Monster Jam Showdown.
Yeah. I mean, it was a game showdown.
One of the games is called Monster Jam Showdown.
Yes. Monster Jam Showdown. Yes. That is one of the games.
Buy.
Yeah. It's got monster trucks in it. And I guess that's. They show down. You had Unknown 9 Awakening. I don't know what that means.
It's unknown.
Sleight of Hand, which was a cinematic trailer, which was actually one of the few that I was like, oh, that looks interesting. But it's a cinematic trailer, so, you know, it doesn't mean much. The Altars. Creatures of Ava, which is a monster wrangling game, is how they described it.
Hmm.
Yes. They showed off Roblox, the Chucky Child's Play Roblox crossover was highlighted during this.
Like a game inside Roblox.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Sure.
There you go. That might be a good one for the WB. They could ingest themselves more into Roblox.
So I thought Roblox was primarily like kids. And we've got Chucky in it now?
Yeah, and lots of blood in that little trailer.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Kids love Chucky. And blood.
There was, yes. You have more questions about the Roblox thing?
No, I have questions about what this event was and why this wasn't mentioned like 2 weeks ago when Xbox was in all kinds of turmoil of like
going away. I don't think these are all exclusives. Some of them are coming to Game Pass, but not all of them. I'm trying to think. Let's see. Final Fantasy, what is that? 14 online. That's not going to be on Game Pass. Kunitsugami Path of the Goddess. That's going to be on Game Pass. That's a Capcom game. It's Japanese inspired Capcom action game. Let's see. The Sinking City 2. That is a new game. I do not believe that is on Game Pass. Persona 3 Reload.
Expansion Pass. Yep. The Expansion Pass is on Game Pass.
Yes. Stalker Legends of the Zone Trilogy, which is available today.
Oh. Today. Surprise.
Mm-hmm.
I think that it was an acronym, though. You didn't read that properly.
I'm sorry. S-T-A-L-K-E-R, Legends of the Zone Trilogy.
There you go.
Better.
That is available today on the Xbox. Unknown 9 Awakening, which is not the ninth game. It's just called Unknown 9. So great if they name. Make a sequel, it would be called Unknown 9 2, not Unknown 10. Just making sure we're all on the same page here.
We ran out of good game names quite a while ago, didn't we?
Yep. Yeah, we're just randomly putting words together now and numbers.
I will say that Tales of Kanzera Zao, which is, again, a title.
I'm looking at this list of games and I can't even pick it out. There it is. Okay.
Yeah, that one was like a Metroidvania side scrolling adventure platformer game that actually looked pretty cool.
Hmm.
So that one looked good. And that one's coming out soon. So that one looked like it could
be. I feel bad for the people who have to name these games anymore.
Me too. Let's see.
AI is naming all the games now.
Right.
That's why we're in this mess.
Mm-hmm. So.
That's because, you know, like, all these
like
games.
If you were talking to somebody and you brought up the first Berserker, Kazan, and Tales of Kanzera Zao, how are you supposed to like know what in the world those two games, like, tell me the difference between those two games.
Mommy, don't forget to get me for Christmas Tales of Zao Kamandra Wanja Banja. Okay.
And that's how you wind up with Lee Trevino's Fighting Golf.
Right. Exactly.
There was a game title.
If you ask for that, you're getting that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like, is this us just getting old that we can't like discern any of these game titles?
No. It's a little from column A and a little from column B.
We're not getting old.
Speak for yourself.
Definitely not. Mm-hmm. It's not happening.
I'm sure all
now?
These are going to be good.
Are you?
I'm on board.
All right.
Somebody will tell me which one of these games are good.
Right. Let us know.
My Game Pass is up in April, and I have not made any attempt to renew it.
Well, sorry. But you love Game Pass.
Do I, though?
Yeah.
You don't play anything but Fortnite.
So. Exactly.
Right. That's the problem with all these fucking new games that they're trying to make to be live service games. Like, how are you going to get people like Wombat to stop playing Fortnite and play your live service game? And the answer is it's not going to be real easy. Happen.
No,
it's like, and Wombat's not the anomaly for the people who are playing these games. He's like, I'm one of millions. Yeah. So it's
I'm
like
the disease.
No, you're just a victim. You're the victim of the disease. And like, how are you going to get these guys to, you know, to take their hours away from the game that they're already playing to play your live service game? Like, it's just
that costs more money. They all cost more money. That's always the thing whenever these come out and I play a little bit. I'm like, oh, this isn't bad. The season pass is $20. Yeah, no thanks.
Helldivers has a season pass, but the game itself was $40. And the season pass seems kind of like not that interesting anyway. But it's going to be tough for any live service game. Like, I would bet against pretty much all of them.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like it's such a head start with Fortnite and a few others that are still out there. All right. Is that it? Oh, we have some CAG. I don't think we really had any CAG bag questions, unfortunately.
We answered them all.
We give all the answers. We can't anticipate your questions in advance. Anything else you want to say before we go?
Can I just say very quickly, and I know you'll make a face, but I'll do it anyway, there is a new season coming out on Friday, and if you do pick it up, I'd appreciate it if you use my creator code, Wombat5277. That's it.
How are you going to steal Wombat away to your new live service game when he's ranking in the V-Bucks on Fortnite?
I don't get V-Bucks when people use my creator code.
You get real bucks, which you can
use. I get Bucks when people use
it. Sure. You can use those to get V-Bucks. Which
then translated into V-Bucks.
Which I can then use for V-Bucks.
And other goods and services.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
Yes. Let's remember also to give a shout out. Not a shit out. What's the opposite of a shit out? A praiseful endorsement to our friend Ben Gilbert and his new podcast, I Smoke New York. It's going very well over there. You can go to linktree.ee/ISNY to get all the links. That's linktr.ee/ISNY. You can check that out. And that's all I got. See you next time.
Bread's done.
What'd you just say? When? Just now, man, when you walked past. What'd you say?
About what?
You said someone's toking some reefer.
No, I said somebody smelled some pot. No, it's just an observation.
Oh, an observation, huh? Well, who the hell are you, man? Isaac fucking Newton? Well, guess what, genies? I'm the one smoking marijuana, motherfucker. You got a problem with that?
No, of course not.
Well, why'd you say that, chief? Come on, man. Don't let your mouth write a check your butt can't cash. So I'm blazing with my friend, so I'm a fucking pothead, man. What's it to you, huh? Huh? What's the matter, pussy? Out of observations? Why don't you observe while I punch your teeth down your fucking throat? Come on, dude!
Relax, relax.
He's cool, man. Relax.
Hey, I'll be watching you, Newton. I only came here to do two things, man. Kick some ass and drink some beer.
Looks like we're almost out of beer.
You okay, man?
Yeah.